Episode of Sleeping Wire Shorts. I am your host, Steven Spectratelli, and I am continuing looking at rookies for you guys. I know you have dynasty drafts coming up. You obviously have your window of guys that you know are going to go in the first round. So the guys that I've been looking at are a little bit later. I want to give you some later targets and my thoughts on them, so on and so forth. So today, the one that I really want to focus on is A.J. Dillon. Now, the whole A.J. Dillon pick really kind of raised my eyebrow when the Packers selected him number 62 overall towards the back end of the second round. I mean, you think about Aaron Jones, you think about Jamal Williams, the year that Jones had last year, right? Why would they draft a running back? Well, here's my thoughts. Dillon, for one, is a hammer on the field, and he's a player that I think can take the number two job from Jamal Williams, you know, probably like halfway through the season. You know, it's very hard to say what these rookies are going to be able to do. Who knows what's going to happen with camp and so on and so forth. You can only read so much of a playbook, right? Now, with what Green Bay did in the draft tells me that they're comfortable with their wide receiver group and want to run the football. That's the biggest thing everybody's looking at right now, is that give Aaron Rodgers weapons. They were very close, you know, to really making a run at the Super Bowl, so on and so forth. And, you know, that they were right there. So why did they do the things that they do? And I've been trying to wrap my head around it. But if you look at teams like the 49ers and the Ravens and the Titans, you know, they prove that you can pound the rock and dominate games. And Dillon will give them a solid third option in the rushing attack. He's 6 foot, 247 pounds. Big dude. And I mean, if you heard my Zach Moss episode before, Zach Moss ran, you know, 4.5 240 in a workout that was after the combine. Well, Dillon's a, you know, a solid dude, and he ran a 4.5 3, and that was at the combine. Now, however, if he wants to push for the number one spot after the 2020 season, he's gonna have to shed a little weight, get a little bit quicker, and focus on his durability. I mean, he did have some durability concerns, nothing too crazy during his college years, but, you know, he's definitely going to have to work on some of that stuff and work on his pass catching abilities a little bit more as well. You know, he's actually a very decisive runner who reads his blocks and sets up his blocks well. That's one of the things I really like about him. And he gets through and absorbs contact, and his feet just never stop. This guy can move a pile, and it's actually kind of fun to watch at times. Now, going back to my point of what Dillon could be post-2020 season, and like I said, there's Aaron Jones, there's Jamal Williams. Well, Aaron Jones is, you know, he's going to be 26 years old and will be an unrestricted free agent after the 2020 season. Jamal Williams, on the other hand, will also be 26 years old as an unrestricted free agent going into the 2021 season. So you're kind of getting, you're at that mid 20 range, right? And what does this really do for Green Bay? What are they going to do about this situation? Obviously we've seen a shift in teams wanting to pay running backs, you know, especially once they get out of that first contract, right? So Dillon gives them options. You know, let's just say Jones gets paid to go play elsewhere. You know, maybe a team would want him or needs a running back or something. He gets paid to go play elsewhere. So I could see a world where if Dillon performs well in his rookie season and Jones does end up somewhere else, you know, they could really re-sign Jamal Williams reasonably cheap, and Dillon could be the number one option for the 2021 season. So, I mean, I know it sounds a little bit crazy, but there is a potential world for that, and that's something that you have to think about. When you're drafting Dillon, you're not drafting him for the now, unless, you know, Williams gets hurt, you know, especially Aaron Jones gets hurt. Something to think about. You know, I mean, anything is possible in the NFL. We've seen it a lot, especially at the running back position. Now, Dillon is a guy that I target around the beginning of the third and stashing him until 2021, like I said, you know, unless there are injuries involved. So, or, I mean, realistically, if Green Bay does run the ball a lot more, even more than they did last year. So you really have to kind of look at all those things and kind of follow what's going to happen. But, you know, don't have high expectations this year for him. I can't stress that enough. And if it happens, it happens. So, you know, I was one that was selling Aaron Jones before the NFL draft just because of what his value was at. Obviously, his value is going to be a little bit down now, in my opinion, because why at the back end of the second round would you guys draft a running back? That's the biggest question in my head now. I'm glad I did because of where he was where Dylan was drafted, and there's a very good chance that he's going to be the next guy in line to lead that Green Bay backfield. So, you know, again, just some things to think about, and, you know, when you're setting up where you're targeting certain players and so on and so forth in your rookie drafts. And like I said, around the beginning of the third round, occasionally I see him at the very back end of the second round. And a lot of that depends on format and obviously team needs and roster construction, so on and so forth. So that's all I have on A.J. Dillon and what's going on in there and just kind of my thoughts. And you know, go on Twitter and follow me at SPAC21. That's SSPAC21. You can find me on Instagram at that same handle as well. While you're on Twitter, follow the Sleeper Wire Show at the Sleeper Wire Show. And then go on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you guys are enjoying your podcast episodes, and make sure that you are following Sleeper Wire Show. While you're in there, leave some comments. Whether you like us, whether you hate what we're doing or whatever, leave us some comments because we'll keep doing what we're doing or find ways to get better. So make sure you're subscribed there so you don't miss anything out that we're doing on the off season, and then obviously kick back into the regular content that you guys have been enjoying through the regular season if you've been with the Sleeper Wire group for a while now. So until the next time you hear my voice. We'll be right back.